He is Andre Reed, Hall of Fame wide receiver, played many, many years with the Buffalo Bills. Here on behalf of the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, he joins us now. Hey, Andre, how you doing, man? Appreciate the time.
Thank you, man. Yes, I appreciate the time, too. I'm actually in Charlotte right now, flying through Charlotte, going back to California, back to San Diego.
Gotcha. So we will get into sort of the Bills and what they're doing this season and other things in the NFL. But I do want to ask you, how does Pork Grind Appreciation Day tie into sort of what you're doing with Gridiron Greats and Mike Dicka? How do these two things come together?
Well, you know, I did something for Pork Grinds a couple of years ago, and not only are they worldwide and famous, they partner up with Gridiron Greats, with Mike Dicka and what he does, and how they impact, you know, players and the players that have, you know, retired from the league. It is a great combination with both of them. And especially at the Super Bowl every year, where everybody who's everybody is there. anybody who's anybody is there at the Super Bowl. So it's great to be a part of, and they do a great job of media. You know, a couple of years ago, I did some media there for them for a whole day, and it was awesome. It was a good experience.
Andre, to that point, how important has Coach Dicka's charity been, the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, obviously for guys retired from the league, but two, for guys facing physical, mental challenges? Have you seen it firsthand, guys in need, and how important has this charity been?
No doubt about it, man. I mean, you know, I played 17 seasons in a league, and we know how hard that is to get ready for a season every year, but guys are getting hurt more and more every year. I mean, just look at this year. I mean, I know with COVID and all, it's different because there was no preseason, but guys are tearing their knees up. They're doing all kinds of different things. Mm-hmm. You know, concussions has always been a big factor in guys' health, and something really big with the league and how they handle it. So a lot of these guys are pressing very hard to get the assistance they need. And, you know, the Gridiron Greats has been great over the last, you know, 15 years or so to give these guys the assistance they need.
Absolutely, super important work that they are doing. No question about that. The Bills, Andre, 3-0, are they for real?
No doubt about it, they for real, man. You know, they got a great quarterback. They're playing well. They got a heck of a game coming up here this weekend in Vegas. I think their real big test was last week against the Rams at home. Against a good offense, you know, Aaron Donald was bringing the heat. They got a pretty good defense, pretty good offense. So, and they pulled it out at the end. Josh Allen really showed that he can pull a game out and get the guys, you know, get a win for the guys. So it should be a pretty tough game this week.
What's different, Andre, about Josh Allen this season? Because he looks like a different quarterback. It looks like he has made some strides. When you watch him, what's been the difference?
I just think confidence, man. I mean, he's got confidence now as a third-year pro. They got Stephon Diggs. They got a lot of different weapons in his arsenal that he relies on. Pretty good running back in Devin Singletary. So they are on all cylinders right now. And, again, they know Josh, if they're losing, that, you know, he's a guy now that can, you know, drive the field. And he could catch the winning, you know, throw the winning touchdown. So they are very confident, you know, on offense, on defense. Defensively, they've always been pretty solid the last couple of years. I think Sean McDermott has done a great job he's a defensive coach. So he's very defensive minded. So they've done a great job of putting those guys together and putting them in situations where they can make plays also and give it back to the offense. And, you know, Josh has got a rocket arm. He's making better decisions his first three games, and hopefully he can continue that trend. You know, these next couple games, they got Vegas, then they go to Nashville, and then they got the big dog coming in on Thursday night in a couple weeks with the Chiefs. So it's you know, if they go 3-1 or even 4-0 in that, you know, we're talking some serious stuff now with the Bills.
Should they be? I guess how you look at this, Andre? Should they be the favorite in the AFC East, or with everything that New England's done? with how healthy Cam looks, do you have to look at it as that still runs through New England until further notice?
It still does until you beat them.
I got you.
There's no doubt that they can have, you know, they can have anybody playing quarterback. The Patriots will always have that persona as long as Bill Belichick is there, regardless if Tom Brady's not there. They still have guys that won multiple Super Bowls. Julian Edelman is now a veteran that was an MVP of the Super Bowl and got two or three rings. So I think he brings an added sense of, you know, calmness to their team. And then, again, the Bill Belichick factor.
Right.
You know, he can go out to the grocery store and get a guy that can play. In. Seriously, he's done that.
Yeah.
And so I think as long as he's there and he's the head coach, you know, everything's done the Patriot way. And I don't count him out, but I think it's going to be a little tougher for him to win the division. You know, Cam Newton has to be on all cylinders working. He's got to be healthy. They got to protect him. I think that's the big thing, a key for the Patriots this year is protecting Cam and not making him run around and then, you know, getting hurt.
Cause right.
That's kind of been his nemesis the last couple of years.
We are, of course, talking to Hall of Fame wideout Andre Reed here on the show. You can celebrate Pork Rind Appreciation Day. Enter to win a bunch of money over at porkrinds.com. On the subject of Cam, Andre, is he having a renaissance in New England? I mean, obviously, we've got 3 weeks of him, and at times he has looked like the Cam Newton of old, has made some mistakes. That's probably to be expected. Is he having a renaissance there under Bill Belichick?
Well, I think he's having a renaissance with himself. I think the way he left Carolina last year and what was going on, I think, you know, you can't to fuel the fire of a player, especially of Cam Newton's, you know, his athleticism, it only just adds more fuel to the flame for him. I think he has a lot to prove to himself more than anybody. And, you know, if he proves it to himself, the team is going to be well and do well. So as long as he knows that he's out there giving his 100% and he's making plays for that team, I think, you know, Cam is going to be will he be the player he was during his MVP year? Nah, I don't know. But I think he'll be effective enough for them to be in every single game they play this year and him to win games. So, I wouldn't count the Patriots out of not winning that division. But, you know, my Bills are pretty solid, and they're picked to win a division. And they just got to go out and play and beat teams that they're supposed to. And then, you know, teams like last week against the Rams and going all the way out to Vegas and then playing the Chiefs. I mean, these are games that if you win these games, then you are a legitimate contender for a championship.
Speaking of the Patriots and sort of the new quarterback that they have now, the old quarterback, Tom Brady, is now in Tampa Bay. And although it looked sort of clumsy the first week, it seems like if they can sort of get healthy, that they might actually be the team people thought they might in the preseason there in Tampa Bay. What have you made of his season so far in Tampa Bay with Tom Brady, and what do you expect from them for the rest of the season?
I think they're solid. I mean, Tom Brady's Tom Brady, man. It's like, you know, LeBron is LeBron. It's like that. It's kind of on that level, and no doubt about it, Tom Brady could be playing for some team up on Mount Everest. You know, they're going to be good because this guy has won Super Bowls. He has multiple comeback games of bringing the team back, and he's just cool and calm. And I think he, as the weeks go on there in Tampa, he's going to get more and more comfortable, you know, with all the weapons he has. And I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be there. You know, New Orleans, we don't know right now. You know, Drew Brees is so-called playing Drew Brees football. But there'll be a battle there between New Orleans and Tampa Bay in that division.
Who's the best receiver in the league, Andre? I got to ask you, as a Pro Football Hall of Famer, who do you like to watch on Sundays? You mentioned Diggs earlier, and I'm sure you see quite a bit of him. But when you look over the entire league, who's right there among your favorite guys?
I mean, there's so many different great receivers that are playing in the game right now. This is this is a passing league, so, you know, guys are going to get their touches and their targets. I mean, you know, DeAndre Hopkins has always been one of my favorites. You know, he's just a consummate pro. He just goes out and does his job and, you know, makes everybody else around him better. You know, my boy Stephon, no doubt about it. You know, he brings a lot of excitement to Buffalo. Who else? Michael Thomas, but he's hurt. You know, like, and you could see that, too, in their offense when a guy like that is hurt for the Saints. And then you got, you know, you got so many different other guys. You know, Juju and Julio Jones in Atlanta. These are all great receivers that do great things for their team. I can't really say one is the best in the game right now. I think they're all great receivers and are all equal to me. And they all do different things. You know, one runs routes better. You know, one's a better deep ball threat. One's better after the catch. So, you know, it's hard to just pick one guy.
Again, we are, of course, talking to Andre Reed, Hall of Fame wide receiver, longtime Buffalo Bills wide out here on behalf of the Gridiron Greats Assistant Fund. You can learn more at gridirongreats.org. Russell Wilson, Andre, is having an unbelievable season. I mean, I think you have to put him up there with Mahomes, and that's sort of the top two in this league. Yet it feels like he does this pretty much every year without the weapons maybe of other quarterbacks, and maybe he has them now. Maybe with DK now, he's got the appropriate weapons. What do you make of the season that he's having? I mean, he is the mark of consistency, is he not?
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, Russell is Russell. And I think if any year he's going to win an MVP, it's this year. I think he's just played so consistent over his career. Again, you said they got DK Metcalf, who's a beast out there. He's like a plane coming at you that can go. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then you have Tyler Lockett that does a lot of great things.
Yep.
You know, very shifty. So he's got the weapons. And, you know, he's definitely him and Mahomes, and you really can't, you know, take Lamar out of it yet. But, you know, those three are top three right now as far as MVP, with Mahomes being the incumbent there, you know, MVP. But I think Russell has a great chance to win it this year, especially if he's doing what he's doing now and takes his team. You know, he goes to a Super Bowl this year. You know, he could win the MVP, but you know what? Just a classy guy. Just is consummate pro. Does his job. You know, he's a field general. He makes plays with his legs. Makes plays with his arm. He's a guy you want in a huddle. And you know, would love to just go in a huddle with Russell and know that, you know, you can win the game at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, been fun to watch. No question about it. Hey, Andre, man, we know you're a busy man. We appreciate the time.
Thank
as
you,
always.
Andre.
Thank you.
You got it, man. Appreciate you guys.
Yep. He is Andre Reed, Hall of Famer. Again, you can learn more about Pork Grind Appreciation Day at porkgrinds.com. Are you a pork?
And I want you to go there right after the show is over and learn a little something, because I got a feeling you never had a pork rind mouth.
I have had a pork rind in this mouth.
In that virgin mouth.
How do you like your pork rinds, John?
In respect to eating pork rinds.
No, I've
had one.
I have. I've had. It's not a go-to for me though. Like, it's not something that I've ever sought out. Pork rinds.
Where'd you have one, John?
I don't know.
You're in the South. Well, it should be at a number of places.
Yeah, I mean, people have a pork rind. You try it. You know, it's just not. People don't put pork rinds out for snacks though at parties, do they?
Course they do.
I've never seen it. I don't do it.
Mate said I've never seen it.
This man.
I'm just telling. I mean, what are you, some pork grind savant, man?
Dude, my wife loves some pork grinds.
Same.
And because she loves them, I've had to learn to love them. And I'm telling you right now, you put some hot sauce on them things, and brother, that is some good eating. Pork rinds by themselves, sometimes you catch a super hard one, might crack your teeth out. Maybe that flavor's not quite there. But you put some hot sauce on them. And hot sauce can do this to a lot of foods. You know, a lot of bland foods, whatever. You put some hot sauce on some pork rinds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my wife just puts it in the bag.
Oh, wow.
Just go ahead and open up the bag and dump the hot sauce in. Then pull them out. Now, that's some serious Memphis eating right there. Get you some brims.
I think that's what I've had. I've had Brims. It's just like I'm a chip man. I like chips. That's what I like to. That's what I like when I go with
pork
the snack.
Pork rind's a little hard for you.
Yeah, I think you're entitled to sort of your own tastes. It ain't like you over there, you know, stuffing your face with pork rinds or anything like that.
I'm gonna bring you a bag next week and we'll watch you eat them.
You eat it. I don't want to eat it. You eat it. So,
because I got a feeling that you get like a little boy around them like that. I don't want any more.
What are pork rinds?
Exactly what they say. It's a rind of pork that's been
Some of the best
cooked.
Parts of the pig.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That southern recipe they've got on the website there is really good. That's what Stacy orders. My wife's like you. She orders them by the box. We love them. Oh, yeah. We're big in this.
This ain't a white-black thing, John.
Boiled peanuts, same thing.
I didn't say that at all.
I think that's what you were alluding to, though.
I just said I don't know about them,
but you not.
No. This is not a white-black thing. White folks love, like, pork rinds.
Southerners love pork rinds.
Even
exactly
in the Midwest, they eat those things. Yeah, farmers eat them.
It crosses racial lines all the way. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So we're going to get you some, John.
Well, thank
courtesy
you.
Courtesy of Andre Reed.
Porkgrinds.com. If you go to porkgrinds.com right now, you can choose the story you want to hear next, and you can win $5,000 if you enter. You can enter every single day to win $5,000, and even if you're a runner-up, you can win $500 and a year of pork rinds.
Everybody can't know about that, so there's a good chance you're helping somebody get some money by giving us those instructions.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll tell you right now, Andre Reed fortunate, too, to have played as long as he has, to sound like he does.
Yep, I was thinking that.
Because you take that many hits and you play as many games as he did.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about with his gridiron assistance fund that Dick has got. Like, a lot of these guys, after that long in the league, man, physically, mentally, they've got challenges. And so to hear him, this far after his career, long career, 17 years, wasn't it? Sounds so good. Sound mm-hmm. like he still, you know, that's a blessing, brother.
Yeah.
Because not everybody gets to enjoy that after that long career.
I mean, it's a great NFL weekend, you know, get yourself a bag of pork rinds.
Watch Raiders and Bills with Andre Reed.